Hi, everybody. Well, here we are, another Monday. This is the Healing Highway Show, Creation Lightship Healing. And the date today is August 7th, 2017. So we'll clear the date for you. And we'll do it two ways. We'll clear the word August and then, you know, the date. So here we go. See which one attaches to you more, whether it's, you know, the actual numbers or the letters. So here we go for August. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll do the numbers. So 8, 7, 2017. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. And next we're going to bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. So we'll bring in male energies. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation happening, problem, something like that, Maui, let's see if we can clear away the energy for you. So here we go, releasing that. You have to think of it naturally because darkness gave it to you. So when you think that's the darkness energy, and you have to kind of pinpoint it. Here we go. Releasing the energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, that's pretty heavy. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'll do it a few more times. Somebody out there must have something going on. It feels like it's more physical. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. So I'm going to do a sample of the pain energy clearing, and then I'll do entities. So here we go. Let's release some pain. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we're going to do entities that are attached to your body through the pain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, we'll bring Ann on, our co-host. Are you out there, Ann?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hello. Good evening. Good afternoon, or possibly good morning to everyone listening, wherever you are. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. That is Ron Amatron speaking and doing those wonderful sample healings for us. Ron has a website. It's called creationlightship.com. It's a beautiful, full of information and healings, many, many of them free. So please check that out if you haven't already. Also, you can contact Ron by writing to clsquestions@yahoo.com or clicking on the fast chat button, and we will address your questions or testimonials, comments about healings on our radio shows. So we really enjoy hearing from people. Ron does some healing calls live over the phone during the week, every week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, and the information for those and how to register is on his website. Next Saturday is the beginning of the August monthly calls, and that includes a four-hour ascension preparation call on Saturday from 1 to 4, and then seven-hour healing calls consecutively for the next three Sundays. So the dates of those, well, the Saturday is the 12th, and then the Sunday calls are the 13th, 20th, and 27th. And all the information about those are also on Ron's website right at the top. You can just click on there and get all the information. So we have some questions, Ron, and some testimonials specifically about the wonderful healings you did for us on the Saturday night show, but let's get to some of these questions and comments first. Okay, here's a very interesting question that's happened probably to everybody. I went to an art show yesterday, and I saw a very beautiful and energetic blue sculpture. In case I was courted by it, how do I clear this? I purchased the one-month alien attack, shapeshifters, alien parasites, and website attacks, so that's terrific. And then he had a follow-up question. which is very interesting. Could this be a good energy since it felt good to me, or should I not trust it?
Well, it's working with your emotions, so that's why you're feeling good about it. So the object itself would have to have an emotion attached to it for you to feel the emotions of that. So what's in the emotions of that object? And, you know, different ways to look at it. Is it because you have something from your past relating to that emotion, whatever made you feel? Maybe you just liked it and you felt happy or something, you know? So, you know, what is it that's bringing up the situation for you? Remember, it could be a negative experience, too, just as powerful and as strong as a positive one. Because it's the same side, you know, same coin, just different sides of the coin. Because if it made you feel good, then it also has energy in there to make you feel the opposite of that. So if you look at it, then you want to discharge it so it's neutral, which is what you should really do. You can do the object clearing. I don't know if you purchased that object or not, but if you did not purchase it, then you still have the energy with you. So you could do something like a psychic attack energy, dark side practitioner. Because you don't know, remember, objects themselves typically are programmed by people. So you don't want to have that energy attached to you. Anything you want to add to that?
Well, no, but I feel that, you know, it's just an interesting thing to observe. That if you do something like go to an art show or you go anywhere, and then for some reason later that day or the next day, you're still thinking about a certain thing, I guess it's affected you in some way. So it's good to clear it because we don't want to hang on to anything or be attached to anything. And we, like you always say, we don't know. So there could be something nefarious going on, you know, behind the scenes that we're not even aware of.
Yeah, so, you know, that's, you want to stay neutral, which might be kind of, you know, as you're listening, kind of a weird thing to say, I want to be neutral. So, you know, if you go to an art show and you're neutral, nothing's going to stick out at you, you know, or stand out, because you're just going to be enjoying everything that's there, whereas if you're going in there to try to get some energy, and then you're stealing energy off of those maybe pictures or whatever, right, on the art show, whatever was made. You're actually sucking energy out of them when you look at it, and then you're courting that. And maybe the person who made a particular thing put some good mojo on there so that it'll be sold, you know, by somebody walking by. So it's a whole different way of looking at it. You know, you'd probably say, well, gee, why would I want to go to the art show anyway then? You know, if I don't get a thrill out of where I'm going, you know, it's like going to Disneyland, you know. Well, I'm going to Disneyland with me, you know, I can't wait to get on all those rides. And, you know, if you're neutral, well, then one ride is as good as the next, and you're just having an experience without judgment. So the art show would put you into judgment, trying to judge something, and the one that you would kind of gravitate to, we'll say, or like a lot, naturally that is... you know, probably where you're living in your experiences. And so that's a good gift because you know that you may want to release that energy from you. But you don't know what's going to be in those things or anything like that. So it's just another way of looking at it. You know, life is a roller coaster ride if you want to get in duality. So anyway, it'd be like going to... A store that sells plants, right? And they all have flowers on them. So all of a sudden you see a bunch of these and you go, oh man, I like this one. Oh, this one looks ugly as could be. Just think of what you're doing to that poor flower that doesn't look very good compared to the one next to it, you know? You're doing a psychic attack on the poor thing. And it's going, oh man, you know? So you know, they're all beautiful. Anyway, you might be able to relate to that example more than... an art show, you know. But remember, you're dealing with earth energy, and earth energy is very, very peaceful. So back to you.
Right, right. So I guess, you know, you just want to be neutral even about art and just say, well, if I choose to, for instance, bring this into my home, I can. We have the option of clearing everything because you give us the wonderful object clearing. You can do one item for $1, and that's very powerful. But I always think, too, about the art is there are two things always going on with one piece of art. One is what it looks like and what the image is, and also what was the emotion of the creator of that piece of art while they were creating it that's still there. And you might not want both of those things in your life, or you can clear it.
Yeah, maybe they put a vortex in it. Maybe they showed it off with a neutral color, right? And they made a big vortex-looking thing or a swirl, you know? Mm-hmm. You know how they look like when you see them on TV. They kind of like suck you in, you know, down the rabbit hole, you know, going, you know, to different movies with spaceships and things and UFOs or whatever, you know. They get sucked into something. Well, that could be on that picture. Then they just cover over it, you know, with a beautiful flower, for instance, right?
Mm-hmm.
You buy that, and you wonder why your life is going kind of funny after buying that thing, you know? Why you have visitations. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, so we have a listener who is starting to do timeline crashes. They purchased the advanced timeline crash, which is wonderful. They'll really get so much done with it, but they have a question. I was wondering, if we timeline crash a dream, do the aliens not know about the dream we are crashing, and could they interfere with this somehow? Or does Creation Lightship stop any interference while crashing timelines? It seems if thousands of people are taken off timelines when crashed, it would draw the attention of the aliens, and they might try to stop or prevent it.
Yeah, I'd say all that is true.
Okay. So what is there something more we need to do to protect ourselves? See, I never thought that. I feel very protected when I do the Creation Lightship healings.
Yeah, you're released off the timeline, but you don't know if they're actually tuning into that energy as the timeline is crashing. It may just be a program running in the background, and they may not even be monitoring what's happening. They're just taking the energy, and then once the timeline crash is done, then they go up where the energy go. And there'd be no trace of you, you know. But if they did know about you doing it, they probably wouldn't be very happy, you know. But, you know, aside from that, you have to realize that, yeah, at least you're able to do something to help yourself. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, so, but we don't really have to worry about it. We can, okay. So the person that wrote in about the sculpture wrote back to say it felt like a star energy. So that's good that he's doing some clearings on that, I would say. Okay,
yeah.
So... Go ahead.
You don't want to have any star. You don't want to have any stars in your room.
Right, right. Okay, I'll move on. A listener who asked for the clone to light, alien to light, and human animal clone to light. By the way, if you don't have those free clearings, you can request them by sending an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll send you out the codes. So I believe we sent this to this listener. If not, I will do so after the show. And then she has a question. Are there any clearings for this special placenta clearing coming up that I need to be doing? Thank you so much.
That one I need to investigate. You know, not till you're... I'll check it out.
Okay, and then this person has a lovely, sweet little kitty who is black, and she wonders, are there any negative energies or connotations around her? Do I need to do anything special for her because she is black?
No, I don't I don't see any difference in colors with animals or anything. No, I doubt it.
Okay, I think that people like people that do dark arts practices tend to focus sometimes on black cats, you know, those old superstitions, et cetera, and that might be what she's referring to.
Yeah, I don't know what to say, you know. Well, if you have any pets or animals, like a cat, you know, do the clearing that you've had yourself on your particular, you know, cat or dog or whatever.
Right.
Especially, you know, they have abandonment issues. You know, you may not be the original owner, so you got to use cat or dog, you know. So, you know, look at, you know, do abandonment. And, you know, that's if you have it yourself, it's free for the pet or animal, you know, dog or cat or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or just pay for it, you know, whatever their age would be, you know. Might be a couple years old, so it's $5 times your age. If you've done your emotional clearing, then you can do an emotional free clearing for your animal. Do a mental clearing. Do a pain clearing. Do a trauma clearing. You know, they have the same issues that you do, sort of. And, you know, you give them a better life, you know. You don't know what they do, especially cats at night. You know, they kind of like go out and take off. And then they also can do healing on you. And so your stuff could be associated with your, you know, dog or cat. So definitely include them on your healings. And if you do a healing for yourself, you know, that you pay for, then your pets and animals are free.
Right, I was just going to remind everyone of that. And this listener's asking if they can do those free ones that she just asked for, the Clone Delight and Alien Light for the cat, and the answer to that is yes as well, right?
Yes.
Right. Why not? I do all the, you know, clearings for my cat because you never know. And then she lists, she's done, you know, quite a few of her own whole life clearings. Emotional entity, a few you've mentioned, fear, anger, victim. So, yes, do all those for the cat.
Remember, they may need it more than once, you know. Maybe you might want to just do it every month or two on your little four-legged. Maybe you have a chicken, you know. So do it on that, too. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, chickens need love and have problems too, right? Okay, next email. Hi, Ron. Thanks to you and the BBS listeners for the traveling suggestions. We went on a road trip, brought my laptop, ran the space clearing for us, the car, and all the roads we drove on. Also put on the gray skies clearing and the environmental protection for when the sky looked bad. Also, took death barcodes off the car before we left. Thank you very much.
Yeah, very good.
Okay. And let me just go. Okay, we have another email. Hi, Ron. Thanks so much for all the call-in healings, really enjoying them. I want to do the death barcode removal, but have questions. 90% of humanity have 3 death barcodes. You mentioned that I have 7. Any ideas on why I would have so many? It's a wonder I'm still alive. Is this why my network chiropractor says I have so much blocked up energy? And does each barcode need 2 hours to remove? Do they have to be done in sequence without break, in my case for 14 hours, or can they be broken up over a period of days?
Yeah, that's a very, very good question. So, yeah, people get them, really no good reason how or why. Remember, the first ones that are put on you, which we'll just say is typically 3, but that's when they want you to leave here. And sometimes they may want you, they as the aliens, may want you to die before you hit the age of 20. So naturally, maybe since you're older than 20, you already, you know, outlived, you know, the barcodes put on you. So then they put more on you because you're still here. So that's sort of how you need to look at it. It's not that you're, you know, that special person to the aliens and they want to really get you, which could be true also. Remember, the aliens know about your future. And, you know, maybe you're going to be doing something that would be very good to help humanity, whatever that would be. And so they can view the future because they created your life and all your timelines. That's how they know when they want to get you out of here. So you're just following their movie script, the movie, scene, whatever is going to be happening. And they're trying to stop you from doing things that might help other people. That's the way to look at it. So with that process, since you outlived the age of 20 and you had 3, they may start putting more on you because you may do some good here. So that's sort of how you need to look at it. As far as doing the barcodes, I would say at least do probably 2 to 3 at one whack if you can. And, do as many as you can because you want to keep that momentum going. And some people, if you have a lot of them, maybe the weekend is when you can do that. But remember, you have other barcodes to do too. So when you pay for the death barcode clearing, you do those first, whatever I tell you how many you have. And then next you would be doing, after you complete those, then you do the stress death barcode, the same amount of time, whatever that would be. If you had like 7 of them, then you have to do 7 stress death barcodes, maybe the next weekend possibly. And then you want to do the next week, we'll say 7 depression death barcodes, and just put the depression after your name and just go through and do the same process over again. So you have a lot of clearings to do, but you can start feeling much, much better. And I guess the next question would be, well, if I did 7 now, am I free for the rest of my life? No way to know. You know, you could email me maybe once, maybe twice a year or something, and I can see if you have any more put on you from the last one that you cleared. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, well, that's a very interesting way you explained to do that, Ron. When I did them, I've done them, the death barcode, then the stress. Then, of course, later I did the depression when you added in that extra gift with the healing. But what you're saying you can do is get all the death ones, however, whether you have 3 or 7 or 10 or whatever, and then go back and do all the stress in a row. That's an interesting way to do it. Now, would you say that you particularly for these should be sure to be sitting in front of the computer, or could you start them and if you have your picture there, you know, kind of move around and do other things and even go out? Or do you feel like for the death barcode, you should stay put for them?
Well, typically, you know, the death barcode removal is 1 hour. So you could put your picture up and then come back in an hour and then do the emotional segment of that barcode. And that takes a half an hour. And then you have your spirit integration infusion the next half an hour. So, you know, I guess you could do something for an hour, but you're going to notice the time is going to go by real fast for you. So you want to complete it. You don't want to just, you know, put it on your computer and take it out for 4 hours and have it sitting there without continuing the death barcode. You need to complete the barcode before you stop.
Okay.
In one setting. Okay. So if you say, okay, I'm going to do 4 tonight, and you start it, and you go, man, I can only do 1 because I have another situation going on. You must complete the death barcode before you leave to go do something. So back to you.
Okay. Someone wants to know, how do you take a death barcode off of a car?
You need to contact me, and I can tell you how many death barcodes are on it.
Oh, okay.
So that would be related to the person who owns the car. If they you know, were going to get into an accident with the car, with maybe you bought a used car. And so maybe the person had five close calls with getting into accidents, but they never had one. So it would have then five death barcodes on the car. And those would still be, you know, active on the car. I never really looked at it that way before, you know, as far as looking at cars. But, yeah, it would be that way. So back to you.
Okay, because, I don't know, a month or so ago, I think it was when you were talking about traveling, as that person referred to, you said, yeah, you know, maybe a car has a death barcode too, and take the death barcode off. So I just did a one-time death barcode clearing for my car by writing in my name as the owner of the car, and then the color, the year, and the model car it is, and cleared it that way. But it didn't occur to me to write to you and ask you how many death barcodes. I just thought, oh, yeah, my car might have a death barcode, but now that you're talking about it, it makes perfect sense that our car could be almost as badly attacked as we are.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, and if you have a used car, you know, maybe the person was a crazy driver, you know. So we'd have a lot of them.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, thank you, Ron. So someone wrote, just wondering, as spirit is no longer in the earth, does that mean new cars won't have a spirit?
They would be having, that's a good question. They'd have the energy of what they were made from, but I would say that would be correct because there's no energizing of the elements here. Very interesting. Back to you.
I never thought about that. Okay, before we move too away from the death barcode, someone is asking, how do you do the depression barcodes? And, well, if you have the death barcode clearing, which, you know, I think most people get that pretty early on when they find Ron, once you've done all the depression and stress barcode removal, you just write remove depression barcodes after your name and just keep running them. As often as you go through the whole death barcode again, but because you have depression next to your name, the light beings know you're removing depression barcodes. So, Ron, you did explain this when you first gave us this addition to the clearing. Do you want to talk about that a little bit again?
Yeah, the common denominator for the aliens with people that live here, as you live your life and go through your dramas and traumas, what they want you to go into with all of your stuff happening, and they're trying to put you into depression. That's the bottom line. Naturally, you may not ever be depressed, but some people do get depressed, and you know that that's where you're basically hopeless. So that's what they want you to be, is hopeless here, where you can give up. And then at that point, if you want to give up, then they can get you out of here, reprocess your spirit, and whippy, you're brand new again. Because, see, when you're full of depression, you're not going to have a lot of light energy in you because you're suffocating yourself and your spirit with depression. And so you all know, if you've seen somebody who was depressed or you were depressed, you probably basically would not want to be here, or maybe you have... wish you had a death wish on you or something, you know, or you wanted to die or something. And that's the depression part. And that's hopelessness. And that's where they want you to go. Then they get a lot of energy off you because you're hopeless. And then you're beating yourself up all the time. What's wrong with me? Why is this happening to me? And then from there, they're getting tons of energy. And, you know, they can't wait to recycle you. So that's it. You know, they want you to come back in another lifetime where they can clean off your spirit because it's already contaminated, and they want you to, you know, come back here again. That's your reincarnation process. So that's, I guess that's basically it. So just put the depression after your name. And, you know, just doing the death barcode, you should probably feel 300% better. So back to you.
Right, right. Thank you for that, Ron. Someone wrote in, there is supposed to be a lunar eclipse tonight. Can this be cleared?
Well, you can clear it from yourself, the energies, yes. Go into the planet star vortex clearing and, you know, clear that energy off of you.
Right. Hmm. Okay. Thank you, Ron. And I'm trying to think that planet star courting, that might be good to put on the moon. The one of the sections is moons, and that would probably do it, right? Maybe we all, it is Monday, and it's a great day to put the date in the natal barcode and the word Monday and then moon, because Monday is, I mean, the moon is the planet of the day, if you will. So that would be a good thing to do today, to kind of disconnect from the moon. And if you, you know, I know many people do that every day. And, yeah, I think that might do it. It'd just be running that all night. You can change the timing and have it run 500 minutes or something, so it goes through your sleep time, and then you don't even need to necessarily worry what time the eclipse is going to be. Okay. Cars. I find cars emit the emotional energy of their owners. Since doing clearings, my vehicle emits more light. Thank you.
Yeah, and then do a shrink wrap for your car.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. Yeah, you don't really want anything to show too much. I know just the other day I looked at a lovely woman crossing the street, and I thought, oh my goodness, what a lovely, beautiful woman in a beautiful dress. And then I thought, oh, I don't want that dress then. I don't want to look like that because people notice you too much. It's not that you want to look awful or look ugly, but if it's too showy or too dramatic or something, then you're going to attract attention. And the same could happen with your car. If it's too emitting light, that might not be good. Okay, so Ron, I wanted to just say that if anyone listening did not hear Saturday night's show, you'll want to check that out, because Ron did like 8 physical body sample healings for us. It was wonderful before we went to the light ship, and people really appreciated that, Ron. I just want to say that if you experienced something positive from that, which I think everyone did, at any time, you can send Ron a donation on his website through the PayPal donation link. And something we haven't been remembering really to remind people, but any time you would like to sponsor a show that costs $60, which is what Ron pays to be on these shows, it's $60 for the hour. And if you would like to sponsor a show, you're invited to come on the show and talk with Ron and the co-host and ask questions or whatever you'd like to talk about. And so please let us know if you're interested in doing that. Send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And so I'll move on, Ron. Someone wrote, thank you for the healings you did for us Saturday night. Gave me some new ideas for my own health issue, especially the victim body and anger body. And they go on to say, I also use the toxicity lymph clearing, the blood and circulatory clearing, the depression clearing, the pain body, and the special clearing. So I thought it would be nice if we did some samples of some of those, Ron. And the first thing I want to talk about, because We have talked about this actually a lot, but I don't think we can talk about it too much. If you've got something going on physically, well, actually, I would first do the death barcode, but then I would get right into doing the body jump start, which costs $200 for 3 months. And in it are several whole life clearings. And each of those, at the end of the 3 months, can be purchased for $50 to make them unlimited. So I'm just going to open that up, and maybe we could just do some more samples, Ron, if you would like to do that. So the first healing that is a whole life healing is the magnetic and twisted body alignment. So in the past, you've done samples of this, Ron. Would you like to do that now?
Yeah, I could do that. So, so that clearing aligns your energetic bodies, and you have 108 of them that will say make you physical, okay? And so from there, what happens is that these bodies tend to get back into alignment so your spirit can help heal them. And if you only have, you know, if you got all of 107 of them perfect and one of them is out of balance, not aligned so your spirit can work with that body, then you probably will not have a healing that you would normally expect to have because your spirit cannot interface with it. It's like it would be out of phase, we'll say. So let's do that. So what body number do you think I should use?
Do you have an idea? Sure. How about 60? The
60th body. Okay, so here we go. I can't do a complete alignment on this one, but I can get it probably about 10% better. So here we go. One, and I'll count to 20. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. There we go. So on the website, there's a lot more going on than what I can do right now with that one body. So back to you.
Okay, so the magnetic and twisted body alignment can be bought separately as a whole life clearing, but you might want to think about doing the body jump start if you're thinking just financially. It's a big benefit of, you know, you can get a lot of healings done. And as Ron said, what he just did was a sample, and he's actually recommended that we run this clearing on all 108 bodies once a week. So the next one that's in the body jump start, Ron, is the infection body clearing.
Okay, here we go. So you'd want to focus on an infection that you have now or maybe one from your past. So here we go. And maybe just having a cut could have an infection. So your choice here, but you need to think of something. So here we go. Infection body clearing. This is what you're going to be zeroing in on. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 30. Okay, let's just see how that works for you. I would say your body would probably start heating up if this is, you know, helping you somewhat. Might feel some tingles or warmth in your body. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, that's right. I'm glad you mentioned any past infections, Ron, because we could have an infection and think it healed, and there could be just a little bit left, you know, in our bodies, and it could, you know, come back later or affect us later, so it's wonderful. I feel that that's a whole life healing because it just seems so thorough to be able to put that on and clear from your birth time. So then I'm going to skip to the next one on here is the blood and circulatory system clearing. To buy it is only $100. and then 50 to make it unlimited. So again, that's to me another recommendation to do the body jump start, and you get that included for the $200. So this is five different sections within it, within the blood and circulatory system clearing. So maybe we could have a sample of each of those, Ron, and the first one is the circulatory system.
Okay, so here we go. And if you know of a situation that you're dealing with, just kind of, you know, look at that, connect to it. And if not, we'll just see what we can do without anything like that. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, and the next one?
The next one is the muscular system.
Okay, same thing here. So here we go. Maybe you have a pulled muscle or something. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, next.
The nervous system.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
The bone and skeletal system.
Okay. So again, focus on something. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
And finally, the lymphatic system.
That's pretty heavy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we could do maybe like lymph nodes here if you have one that's swollen or something. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
So that's all of what's on the blood and circulatory system, Ron. Thank you so much for doing all those healings for us. And it's nice to have a little refresher here. The other thing on the body jumpstart is the mind of the body. You did do clearing our sample of that on Saturday night, so I don't know if you want to do another or add anything to that.
Probably not.
Okay, let me read what it says, because I think it's a very important one. The mind of the body is your internal healer, your own internal doctor that knows how to heal you physically. This conscious part of your body needs to be healed because it has become connected to dark controlling energies through your natal chart, abduction processes, and various barcodes. Over time, these dark elements cause the mind of the body to shut down and become unable to hold integrity and heal your body. This is a whole lifetime clearing and includes the unlimited version for the duration of the Body Jumpstart Special. And when your 3 months of the Body Jumpstart Special is over, for only another $50, you can then have that for the rest of your life. I think it's one of the most important healings. And it's also good to talk to the mind of your body, I feel, Ron, to just tell it what's going on. You know, like, I command my spirit to be in my body and connect to the mind of my body. I say that all the time.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Okay. So someone wrote in a question, Ron, depression. New to this clearing healing, what is recommended for me? So I'm not sure if they mean the depression whole lifetime clearing, which there is one, or what we were talking about in regard to the depression barcodes we can release on the death barcode clearing. So I don't know, Ron, is there one you recommend over the other, or does it depend on
different? If they're, you know, the death barcode, I don't know, if people are in depression and you know that you had depression in your life, then by all means do the you know, whole lifetime depression clearing. After you do your whole lifetime emotional, whole lifetime mental, and whole lifetime fear, then do probably the depression after that. And then you could go into probably the death barcode, you know, if you feel like you're pretty, you know, pretty healthy, we'll say. If you feel like you're, you know, having troubles with your health, then, you know, I would do the emotional and mental and then go into the death barcode one.
Okay, great. Okay, somebody wrote in. You said on a radio show the other day that metal gets emotions from us. So is that why the car gets death barcodes? Also, what about our eyeglass frames? We wear them all the time. Do we do emotional clearings on our glasses and also the death barcode removal? Thank you, Ron.
Boy, I don't know how to answer that one. Say that one again, the last part of it.
Well, do our eyeglasses get death barcodes? Or do they connect our emotions, and do they get death barcodes on them?
I don't think so.
I would think the object clearing, would that be enough, Ron, for eyeglasses?
Yeah, that should be fine for it, I think.
And do our emotions connect to our car and therefore attract death barcodes? Is that part of the problem?
I would say that'd be correct, yes.
Okay. Okay, someone wrote, dress comment, that could be with any dress. It can be your energy more than the dress. It depends on what is someone's biological field that would trigger a response. So that's true. I agree. Depends on what energy the person's putting out. Okay, people are asking for the clone to light and alien to light clearings, so that's great. We have a testimonial, Ron, from someone that recently did the century clearing with you, which is a personal clearing. And she writes, the cat we have that I believe is an alien has come up to me more often, will rub on me and jumps up on me, and didn't do that before. The day after the clearing, I was particularly moody and short-tempered. That's interesting. I did expose myself to a public event and was around a lot of people. It was almost like I knew I didn't protect myself like I should have. So I guess they forgot to shrink wrap and do I now increase my life force energy. But now they feel a lot more clear about my next clearings. They feel they need the mental entity, anxiety, and dark side practitioner. My ability to be neutral, I guess they didn't feel they were able to be neutral these past few days. So it seems like they had a pretty tremendous response to the century clearing, Ron.
Yeah, it has a lot of stuff in there. Stuff that you're carrying, you know, that's under the surface in a sense.
Okay. Let's see, what else do we have here? All the samples are great. Someone just wrote that in. Thanks. Lymph nodes particularly. I've been working on clearing implants throughout my body. Would Ron consider doing a special implant release call like he has with pins and shackles? I feel sweeping the whole body for implants would be extremely helpful.
Yeah, I could do that. That'd be a pretty heavy call. I'd probably have to do a 3-hour call on that one. Yeah, we could put that on the agenda. Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, I will try to remember to remind you about that, Ron. Thank you very much for the the suggestion. That would feel good. Get them all off of us. Okay. I'm going to buy an extra tablet to run additional clearings. Right now, I've only purchased a few unlimited whole life clearings, but I'm going to get more, so I have questions. Part one, can I run similar clearings on one computer? So I know how to open new tabs to run individual clearings. Do you have to have purchased several whole life unlimited clearings to be able to run similar clearings? Example, if I have a health issue, I would run emotional, mental, and entity clearings for a particular health issue on one computer. Well, yes, right, Ron?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah.
Right.
Just don't mix up anything, you know, don't, you know, do something else. If it's the same issue, no problem whatsoever. You can just have tabs up there and you know, carry on with that.
Right. Right. Well, that's really what you did Saturday night and today. We, you know, with one issue or, you know, well, no, today was a little different, but Saturday night it was all focused on one issue. And it's great to do that because you never know that something, you know, you might have something and you can't figure out why it isn't going away. And then you do, say, the depression clearing or the anger clearing and you, oh, my physical issue is gone or way healed. So then at the same time, can I run other clearings that are not similar, like some of the free clearings on if they have two different computers? I believe that people do that.
Yes, that is correct. If it's another computer, no problem.
Right.
Just remember your body has to integrate and have the releases done to it. So, you know, don't go too wild with your clearings at one time.
Right.
But yeah, the free ones you could do, you know, maybe three, I'd probably say at the most at one time if you wanted. So, back to you.
Okay. Let me just go back for a moment to, oh, I also wanted to read the only part of the body jumpstart clearing that isn't able to be purchased unlimited is the body system rejuvenation. So this is a reason that the actual jumpstart is a really good bundle to buy. And I'll read the little description here. This is an in-depth clearing covering 14 body systems, which all come up on the drop-down box. A few of those are the digestive, the endocrine, the immune system, the skeletal, and nervous systems. There's also an option to add a body condition in the custom request box. The clearing works with both your physical body and your spirit and includes renewing your physical body's blueprint for every system you clear. Light is brought into each system and replaces the dark energy that was residing within. So, again, I hugely recommend the body system, the body jumpstart clearing. And then there are, let me see if I can find it, you can purchase the body rejuvenation for certain time periods. See if I can get that to come up. I believe it's there's a 24-hour one. I'm just trying to look that up. And we're getting near, like, this show has gone so fast, Ron, that we're almost to the end already. Is there anything else you want to talk about or any other samples you'd like to do for us?
Yeah, I just don't connect to the planet, you know. So here we go. And don't bark at the moon, you know. So here we go. Let's let's do the mind of heart drop here because it's about 5 minutes when our show should be ending here, five before
okay.
the hour here. So here we go. I want to command your spirit out loud. So you say, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. And we'll facilitate that by counting from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. and you can feel the your thoughts go down. And when you're there, you won't have any thoughts. So then you're in peace energy. So here we go, dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And tomorrow, which is Tuesday, we have our energetic cording removal, 5 o'clock Pacific, or 5:30 Pacific. Bye, everybody. Thank you.